Most of you are familiar that we work with the Foundation for Community Health here at Robin Hood Radio, and we speak with various organizations that the Foundation for Community Health has helped over the time in one way or the other. And today, one of those organizations is the Falls Village Children's Theater. And our guest this morning is Lori Wadsworth, who is president of the Falls Village Children's Theater Volunteer Board of Directors. Lori, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning.
You know, when people hear of the Falls Village Children's Theater and other organizations that we speak to, they don't necessarily connect the Foundation for Community Health. And what we try to do with this series of interviews is let people know that the Foundation for Community Health is actively involved in helping funding different projects for different organizations that people enjoy throughout the area.
Yeah, definitely. We're very fortunate to have received a grant to pursue some strategic planning, which is something that every nonprofit needs to do. You know, you have to have your mission, you have to have your long-range plan, you have to have a way for funders to believe in you and to support you. And we're just so thankful that the Foundation for Community Health has given us a grant, and we are just about to embark on that very exciting adventure this spring with our volunteer board of directors, and we've invited some community members to be active in that participation as well.
What's great, sitting here right now on Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022, is I can remember back when there was no Center on Main, and there was there was not that much activity in Falls Village. Now, people understand that Falls Village is a small community, but if you look at Falls Village now, especially with the different businesses that opened up, but also the Center on Main and the opportunity it's opened up for groups like yours, it really truly is an amazing show, a period of growth for activities in the village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And the Center on Main, you know, we could backtrack a little bit, the Falls Village Children's Theater. Can I just shout out a few names about the founders?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, it started in 2006. It's all volunteer. It's always been all volunteer. It started out with Denise Cohn, Vance Cannon, Lonnie Carter, Dina Yeager, Faye Lawson, Noah Lamounier, Joshua Stone, and Helen Townsend, and then Dan Shaw shortly afterwards. So these are what I consider our Falls Village Children's Theater luminaries. And, you know, they started this. It started out with a kitchen table discussion. Other than COVID, since 2006, we've put on a large spring performance musical theater for youth. And, you know, we just can't thank these founding members enough. The membership of the board has changed over the years, but, you know, this was the beginning. And they were the ones that looked at this building, some of the people in town, at 103 Main Street in Falls Village. It's now called the Center on Main, but it is operated and owned by the Falls Village Children's Theater. That is the 501c3 responsible for the building. A host of other people then said, hey, let's do something with this building. And it was totally grassroots fundraising with some community foundations that made it happen, and those people were again, Noel Lemonnier, Scott Clemens, Jerry Ovitt, Vincent Inconglius, and some others, and I risk leaving some people out. It has been a number of years since this started, but they just got the ball rolling. And I'd say about maybe 2007, 2008 is when the building was just had the majority of the work done, and shortly after we started opening it up, and we had children's small-scale performances here. We've had open mic nights. We've had sister and brother nonprofits use the center for fundraising events like auctions. We have 12 Moons Coffee House coming back. So the Center on Main, you know, as a piece of the Falls Village Children's Theater, is another whole entity that's available for community use. And obviously, the more we get together as a community and the more that we support each other, the better our health is.
You know, it's amazing when you go back and you think of 2006, a group of people sitting around a table, and it's gone far. I think it's gone much farther than anybody imagined.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the sparks, really, that reignited and reinvented Falls Village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the building itself is just so full of history. You know, it does date back to sort of a rebuild of 1905. The stained glass windows on the inside have been confirmed to be stamped as Tiffany. And the building itself is so inspiring when you come in. It's just beautiful with the vaulted ceilings and original woodwork and wainscot. And It's just a gorgeous building, and when you come in, the possibilities are endless of what you could do with it when we're not using it for children.
Let's talk a little bit about the children's theater itself.
Yeah.
You know, when people hear about yearly productions, but really the type of activities, productions, and more, and the practice time and the exposure that children and that participate in the productions get really is immeasurable. When you combine it now that Housatonic Musical Theater Society, they are at the high school level and also various grammar schools, it really introduces children to arts at an earlier age.
It does. It gets them really comfortable with self-expression, which is going to help you in life doing anything, no matter what you do. If you cannot present yourself clearly, you're going to be at a disadvantage. It gives them empathy when you can put yourself into somebody else's shoes and you can act as somebody else. Believe it or not, when you learn dance steps and you count, that helps with math. and just overall the sense of well-being that being in a troupe or a cast gives you. You know, no one person carries the play or the performance. It all takes everybody doing their part, and that's what we've always emphasized. One of the things that we've always done as an organization is we try to spread out what people might consider the lead roles so that nobody was always the star year after year. We wanted it spread out. We wanted the kids to be able to step up with a lot of encouragement and support. And I think that's just an incredible experience for youth to have, no matter what they do as an adult.
You know, we're speaking with Laurie Wadsworth, the Falls Village Children's Theater, and how important that it is that it is the functioning 501c3 that makes the Center on Main possible. But also, what I find amazing is the number of people in the community that participate. I'm not just talking about the families and the children, but to make it successful, you need people to volunteer and help out. Do you actively always look for volunteers?
Yeah, we do. You know, and when we come into the part of the interview later, how to contact us, that would be great. We'll definitely give out that information. We look for people to sew costumes. We look for people to build sets. We look for people to help us be kid wranglers. We look for people to help do the makeup for the shows. We look for people that have technical expertise or maybe some graphic design, and they can help us with marketing. And, you know, there's so much you can do these days. You don't have to send out paper mailings and make posters so much. There's the possibilities to be involved at any level. It doesn't have to be at a board member level with the Falls Village Children's Theater at the Center on Main. And whether you want to focus on youth activities or more of the things that the Center of Main offers as a building, we have lots of opportunities. And we seek help, we ask for it, and we're looking for it.
The benefit is that, once again, it gives people a chance to contribute to the community as a whole, because there's so many different ways that people can use their own individual talents, especially if someone's retired. Even if they're not retired, they can help out. And really, when you look at Falls Village now, what do you really think the main contributions over its history that the Falls Village Children's Theater and Center on Main has contributed to the town? I mean, like I said, I think Falls Village is a totally different center now than it was, even say, 6 years ago.
Right, right. Well, there's certainly been a lot of other developments along the small Main Strip. We're isolated here a bit because we're off of any state routes. You know, we're not 44 or 7 doesn't go through us. So it's kind of unique. You get down here, and you sort of feel like you're in your own world. But I think what the Center on Main has done, and we don't just, of course, serve Falls Village citizens. Many of the things we do, particularly more of the adult programming, are pulling in people from the tri-state area. People have discovered that the sound, the acoustics in this building are amazing. We do have quite a good sound system and a soundboard, but even without that, the acoustics are wonderful. And I think what we've contributed is a sense of openness and welcomeness and warmth for people to come in no matter what town you're in. You know, come in. We want you to appreciate what we have here. And we definitely are so looking forward now that, you know, COVID is hopefully... We're learning to live with COVID. You know, we're going to learn to live with it, and we're going to open this up and have children back. You know, we've really been missing that. We're starting out with some light programming during April vacation for public schools. And again, you know, when we get to the point where I can tell everybody how to contact us, you know, please do get in touch with us and find out what's going on. We're starting some, I think I had mentioned already, 12 Moons coffee houses.
Yep.
And people have come in, they're interested in maybe doing Pilates or yoga here, and we're open to everything.
All right. Well, now, how can people contact you? Via telephone,
so,
via email?
Yeah, the telephone is a little tricky because we are all volunteer.
Yeah.
Nobody really is around to answer the phone, but we always answer our emails and we check it daily. And that would be our initials, fvct@fvct.org. And our website is thefvct, www.thefvct.org is our website. And there are options on our website to sign up to be on our mailing list, whether for youth or adult activities. And it gives you some other information, our schedule and what it looks like, what our calendar events are coming up.
As I said, this interview is part of a series of programs we do with the Foundation for Community mm-hmm. Health and what it means for the community and for Falls Village itself. Now, I did get a little note here from Gertrude, and without giving out any names, some of the real life mm-hmm. real life examples of really the benefits of having the Falls Village Children's Theater around.
Right. Every production that we've done, every single production that we've done, and there've been 15 at last count. I think it's 15. There have been just, you know, the kids. You get to know the kids. You're with them every weekend from January, February, March. The parents help out a lot. You get to know the children. You're helping them. You're making costumes for them. I mean, you really get to know them. And there's always the child that you just see blossom and grow. And then by the time they come out on stage and they've done it, their face is just, they're incandescent. They're just so happy. And it makes us happy as the adults. We get as much out of it as the children get and as the families get that get to participate. I just can't. There's no one single story I could tell you. It's children every time we do this.
Well, Lori, just like I said, it's an amazing growth from 2006 till now. It seems like a long time, about 16 years, but really, Falls Village, Millerton was ignited, the change in Millerton, by the movie house, and it took several years for that to take hold, and I really do believe that what we see going on in Falls Village now was ignited by the purchase of that building and by the Center on Main and the Falls Village Children's Theater. So you're all to be congratulated.
Well, thank you very much. We are grateful that we're still going along, and we're really looking forward to the strategic plan so that we can ensure that there's longevity to this and that it's going to go on when I'm gone and when my other fellow board members are gone, that there are other people stepping up. And it needs to be vital, and it should be. It deserves to be, and we hope to hear from people.
Lori, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and thank you so much to the Community Health and Sharon. We really appreciate that.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Lori Wadsworth this morning here once again on Robin Hood Radio, the Falls Village Children's Theater, a part of our Foundation for Community Health radio broadcast.